San Diego Center for Spiritual Living, Sunday, May 22nd, 2020. Today's lesson is Take Off Your Training Wheels with Reverend Dr. Constance Cook Core. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is such a wonderful day to be here because not many people can gather together today in our nation, in our state. So I would like to say good morning and namaste. The spiritual presence in me honors and recognizes the spiritual presence in you as we are gathered here in the oneness of all that is. And we have another opportunity today to recognize that there is only one power, one presence, one infinite intelligence which flows through all creation. And I call this God, the living spirit almighty, one indestructible, absolute, and self-existent cause in which we live and move and have our being. We live and move and have our being. And so this morning we are returning to our March theme of living in balance. And for the last 3 weeks, we've realized how important a balanced life is to our spiritual well-being and how we can consciously live in harmony and congruence with our values and beliefs. We began the month with a lesson titled A Question of Balance, where we examined how equilibrium and stability were critical and crucial to living in accord with our science of mind principles, because life can become a balancing act, as we're finding out even more every single day lately. Next, we explored the ancient Hermetic concept of as above, so below, as within, so without, on earth as it is in heaven. Except it's in heaven, no, on earth as it is in heaven, because the heaven, the upper, is the guideline. It is where the spiritual truth is. And as we realize that spiritual truth, our lives here on earth are made better. We learned how life mirrors back to us exactly what we think and say and act upon. And we realized that the correlation and balance between the visible and the invisible, the cause and effect, spirit and form, the law of attraction and the law of correspondence. We explored the fascinating connections of sacred geometry and the symmetry of nature last week. That reveal how nature is in perfect balance and harmony with herself. And we discovered how the golden section or the golden mean ratio of, or the golden ratio of 1.618 shows up consistently throughout nature and within our own bodies. Pine cones and pineapples, daisies and sunflowers, nautilus shells and spiral galaxies all have a mathematical relationship that demonstrates and validates the existence of the divine creator. This is not random. This is not happenstance. If you missed any of this month's lessons, I suggest you go to our website, sandiegocsl.org, and listen to these podcasts. Today, we want to take all that information to the next level and take a look at how to apply this practical spirituality lesson of living in balance right now, in a way that empowers us in these changing times. So, what comes to your mind when I say taking off your training wheels? What visuals do you have? Most of us have visuals of our first two-wheeler when we rode with training wheels and then we went to that scary, incredible, freeing, terrifying point of having our training wheels removed so that we rode just on those two wheels. We were no longer stabilized by the extra help that we had. We were considered grown enough to make it on our own. Not in all of life, but at least in riding the bicycle. I remember when my dad took off my training wheels. He took them off, and my mom was the one who ran behind me holding the seat of the bike because she wasn't very mechanically inclined. But when we did that, the reason it was time for me was because the training wheels were starting to get in the way. I was riding the bike straight enough so that if I tilted a little and one of the training wheels hit the ground, then I got thrown off balance. And so it was time for them to come off for me. They were becoming a hindrance. So the visual that we get is the kids learning to ride a two-wheeler. That's the visible visual. But what about the invisible balance that accompanies that visual? Today we're going to keep moving forward in our explorations in consciousness and see how we are always in balance when we align ourselves with spiritual truth. Because balance, you can't see balance. You can only see the effect of it. There comes a time when we must leave the safety of our own backyards, our driveways and sidewalks, and the only way we can really hit the open road in life is to cast off the stabilizers, the training wheels that served us long enough. When we were children, when we were spiritually immature. And today's lesson about living in balance is to realize that sometimes we become too dependent upon those little wheels to keep us balanced. More often than not, as we mature in life, we forget that we still have these little wheels attached to us, our little attachments, and we wonder why life isn't advancing as fast and as efficient as it would be. What are the things that we still hang on to for our emotional safety? What are the things that we cling to without realizing we are? For instance, something simple. Do we still live in the town where we grew up? And if we do, is that because it just sort of kind of turned out that way? Or did we make a conscious choice to stay in that same town? I have a brother and sisters that still live in the same town where we grew up, the same general area. Two of them, I don't think, ever really left. One left when she got married and then came back. But one traveled. She lived up in Northern California. She made a conscious choice to come back to our hometown. And there's a whole different way that she looks at our hometown than the sister that never left. So as our life changes, so will our center of balance. And we need to adjust to our changing center of balance. We need to look for things that are going to stabilize us, that are going to neutralize things that might throw us off balance, that are going to help us to stay steady. As we learn new things, as we grow, we want as our balance, the ability to remain steady in an upright position, not just on a bike, but in life. We want to be able to stand upright and not be influenced or swayed by the things around us. It's one thing for a strong tree to kind of sway in the wind. It's another for it to be planted crooked. And then when the wind comes, it just blows it over. It can't really stand on its own except in a leaning state. And our activities. In our life, we want to constantly maintain our balance. Think about a surfer or a skier or a skateboarder. They aren't stiff on the vehicle they're using under their feet. They are flexing with the ground. They are flexing with the moment. They have loose knees is what they called it when I learned to ski. Keep your knees loose. Just kind of be able to bounce on the skis. And that will keep you turning, moving, standing up straight. If you stand with your knees locked, the first time there's anything slightly off balance, so are you, and you go down. I remember my first skiing lesson. The first skiing lesson was, sit down, we're going to teach you how to get up. So we sit down in the snow, and our first lesson was how to get up. Because it didn't matter how balanced we were on the skis if we couldn't get up once we fell down. But all of these sports that have this stay loose on your legs, keep your knees loose. That's a great analogy for life. If we're walking around, marching straight, doing that goose step walk where you never bend your knees, we're not going to be comfortable. We're not going to be confident that we can get wherever we want to go, because as soon as we hit a different level on the sidewalk, we step off a curb, we're going to be thrown off balance. The analogy to that is as soon as we get to something unfamiliar in our lives, something new in our lives, some new opportunity, if we aren't keeping ourselves loose in our awareness of life, and our awareness of spirit and of these spiritual principles, we could be thrown off balance. But we just want to kind of be there. We want to be being in the moment and adjusting our balance as we go along. The ability to remain balanced and stay upright is equilibrium and stability. Albert Einstein said it best when he said, life is like riding a bicycle. To keep your balance, you must keep moving. You not only must keep moving, but you must keep shifting and adjusting to the various conditions along the way. And that's exactly what life is. Life is a constant shifting and adjusting to situations and circumstances. So this morning we're going to move forward by asking ourselves, are my actions in balance with my belief system? Is my life a reflection of the science of mind principles? And am I walking the talk? Notice I didn't say, are your actions in balance? Because the truth is, it's none of my business My business is to know in my heart and my mind that you are, because this is the truth of you. And it's an interesting thing I find with ministry and guidance and counselors and coaches when they say, you need to do this. You need to, how are you? How is that working out for you? When everything is really all about us. Everything is about us. So are my actions in balance with my belief system? And you have the opportunity to ask your own self that. Are my actions in balance with my belief system? And it's your choice to ask or not. It's your choice to be a part of this exploration of consciousness or not. That's what it's all about. We can begin to balance our material and our spiritual life by making the conscious decision to reveal divine balance in every area of our life. Do we work really long hours with no time for recreation or downtime? There has to be a balance. And we're sort of kind of being forced into an adjustment here these days with so many businesses closed and with the social distancing. No gatherings of people, more than 10 people. Stay 6 feet away from people. Don't go around hugging and kissing and touching, especially people you don't know. Because this is a very contagious virus. So we don't want to run in fear from it, but we want to be aware. We want to be aware. And with all of the businesses being closed, so many of the businesses being closed, our essential services are still up. We have many people who are being forced into downtime for the first time in years. They've been working, 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 and now if they are not a part of essential services, they're staying home. And who are they staying home with? Their family and themselves. And so what is it that we can do with ourselves when we are staying at home? Can we finally read that book we were thinking about reading? Can we finally finish a craft we were working on? Finish a project? Can we sit out in the sun and breathe? Can we put our hands in the dirt and garden? These are the things that people did before everybody worked all the hours of their day and outside of the home. Do you spend too much time meditating and not exercising? I do. So we want to balance that, because sitting for a long period of time in meditation isn't physically that much different than sitting at a desk doing things. You're being sedentary. I'm being sedentary. Of course, I feel great, but I also feel great if I exercise. So we need movement. We need to balance that. Do you spend more time with your friends than with your loved ones or your family? Well, if you did, things have changed for you. And it's an opportunity for us to look at how much time was I with my friends having fun doing things, and was it really fun? Were we really doing things that meant something to me? Now that we have limited groups that we can be around, I get to look at how was that serving me? Were these people really my friends? Or was this just a way to be active and avoid the things I didn't want to look at? So these are things that we want to do to just take a look at our lives in this time. And as we look at these things, we can say, well, what are we doing? We're asking ourselves questions. And based on those answers, we're going to be making decisions about what do we want to do to be in balance? How do we want to adjust as our center of balance is changing drastically right now in our lives? And we want to trust. We want to trust. We want to ask ourselves if we're holding ourselves back from all that life has to offer because we've been slowed down by all those little wheels, all those little training wheels that kind of are on, got put on our spiritual bike automatically without thought, that became habit. And we want to identify each of them with honesty, with unconditional love, and without judgment. Did I spend way too many hours with my friends doing nothing when I could have been doing something that made me feel good inside instead of just occupied my time? Great. That's wonderful. Don't beat yourself up over it. That is what you did. You get to look at it and see, is that working for me? I'm not saying that this is something that you did, but these are things that are people commonly do. Do we still need any of those little stabilizers to keep us balanced? Maybe we do. And so when we look at them as being stabilizers, we can also look at how to release them. As we're maneuvering through life, we can make a decision each time we recognize one of those habits, one of those things that are on our schedule every month. Is that really helping me to live a balanced life, body, mind, and spirit? So you can try letting them go for a little while and see how that works. Or you can say, boy, I never even noticed that. Yeah, I'm pretty dependent on that, and I don't need it, and I don't care, and out it goes. But the key to all that is trust. We need to trust the one power and the one presence that makes all things possible, that thing that I call God, the living spirit almighty. We need to trust that the universe supports us, that it will support you and it will keep you in perfect balance. Place your faith and confidence in the spiritual essence of God that balances our planet on its axis. It keeps our solar system in divine circulation of its respective orbits. You notice all the planets around the sun, they're not crashing into each other. They're not making U's. They're not taking left hands without a turn signal. There's a balance. And that same power regulates the ebb and flow of the tides and the ebb and flow of life itself. Dr. Wayne Dyer is one of America's modern mystics, and he says, the concept of balance defines our universe. The cosmos, the planet, the seasons, water, wind, fire, and earth are all in perfect balance. We humans are the only exception. And that's because we have free will. we are able to choose to throw ourselves off balance or to stay in balance. So the time has come for all of us to claim our spiritual balance. The time has come for us to take off our restrictive training wheels. And the time has come for us to cast off any old ideas and old concepts that have limited us in any way. So today you get to demonstrate your faith and trust in the invisible power of spirit that holds you up without any means of support. Do you think you may still be holding on to some habits or outdated ideas? Are you concerned about letting them go for fear of losing your balance and falling? The good news is you're not alone. And you're not gonna fall. The universe has got you. God has your back, your arms, your legs, holding your torso, balancing you. You got this because God has you. Today, let us trust the universe to support us and keep us in balance in mind, body, and soul. Our daily life in public is changing. Do not give over your power to fear. Reverend Sally Robbins wrote in the Science of Mind magazine, Choose Courage. She was talking about courage as something deep within. She says, someone who got it right was the cowardly lion in The Wizard of Oz. Each of the main characters in the film asked the wizard for a specific quality, the Tin Man for a heart, love, and the Scarecrow for a brain, wisdom. The cowardly lion, though, had the good judgment to ask for courage. The cowardly lion chose the most valuable quality. Can you have a strong, loving relationship without courage? Or go after your dreams without courage? Or have the willingness to live on purpose without courage? Courage is the necessary ingredient for a successful life. Dr. Ernest Holmes, the founder of the Religious Science Movement and author of the Science of Mind textbook, says that nature is the body of God. The mechanical laws of nature are set and immutable. It's through the spontaneous recognition of these laws that gives us the power to bring them into practical use in our everyday life and experiences. And in the Science of Mind textbook, on page 55, he talks about how to stay focused and in alignment with divine balance whenever we get discouraged with the appearance of lack or limitation of any kind. He says, right here, stop and declare that these images of limitation are neither person, place, nor thing, that they have no power, no personality, nor presence, and no real law to support them. He does not believe in them, and they cannot operate through him. He is free from their influence forever. He then begins to fill his thought with the idea of faith, the expectancy of good, and the realization of plenty. He senses and mentally sees right action in his life. He puts his whole trust in the law of good, and it becomes very real to him as he definitely speaks it into being, into his being, and into the being of his affairs. He denies anything and everything that contradicts his realization of this truth. And so I invite you to think about what false beliefs and false sense of balance you may have had in your life or may have in your life. Those training wheels may not be visible.